That's not how it goes. It's what? Jason. You say Jason.
Welcome to the Seriously You're Brain Damage Podcast. I'm your host, John John. We have today a very beautiful, sexy woman, annoying face. I don't even know what to call her. My ex-girlfriend. Were we girlfriends? Why is my mic sound? Were we girlfriends?
My mic sounds
I don't like
nice.
This mic.
Check one. My mic sounds nice.
Check two. All right. Anyways, one of my really good friends, a very annoying person in my life. Fucking annoying! But that's why I know you, and you hear her slurping a damn soda right now. What is, wait, what, wine? What did you bring, 2 gallon jug of wine?
That it wasn't 2 gallons.
A gallon and a half.
It was just a gallon.
You're
not drinking at all. Why the fuck are face up like
that? You are so annoying. Get off your phone. We are on it. Here we go.
Yeah, but why
people can't do shit without their phones.
Look at her nose.
Like, why? What's wrong with her fucking nose?
Exactly.
I hope that is a doctor's website, Baines, and help that bitch out, please. You're so annoying. Get off of your phone.
Okay, I'm listening.
And converse.
Okay, what's we gonna talk about?
I don't know. People on their fucking phones. That's okay, why you don't have a successful relationship right now.
That's probably right.
The more women spend on their phones. What the fuck was
Wait,
that?
Are you really recording this?
I'm recording this. We are on my fucking podcast. Seriously, Brain Damage Podcast. What is my toenails back there?
No, I'm talking about don't record that. Can you beat that out?
No, everything on here goes live. You're lucky I'm not even on Facebook yet. Oh.
Okay, good. You're not going to see my face.
What's your single status looking like, ma'am?
Real single. What's your single status looking like?
Real taken by these hoes.
Taken
back.
What type of hoes?
I don't know. Blonde ones.
These hoes
the
or them hoes?
These hoes. No, I don't fuck with these hoes. I fuck with them hoes.
Okay.
Them hoes be the best. These hoes around here. They be hoeing too much.
I like them hoes too.
I got that dim hoes.
I like them hoes.
She's the most beautiful person. One of the most beautiful people I've ever seen in my life. But she has a penis. I'm very sure of this.
So now he's calling me a transvestite.
I'm not calling you a trans nothing. I said you have a penis. Whether that's soulfully penis or physically penis. Look at this. We're waiting for the 49ers to come on. God damn it. The Rams are 0-5 against the 49ers, baby. That's what we're doing.
How many people listen to this?
I have 5 dedicated listeners.
Really?
Yeah. I have made quite a bit of change on Spotify and Anchor so far. $1.17 in my change box.
Nigga, you rich.
What? I can't cash it out until I get the 15, though, so.
We know. What the fuck?
It's not about how many listeners. It's about the dedicated people.
No,
but I do have.
It's about your dedicated listeners.
Well, because I don't have dedicated people yet. Because
why?
People don't like to sit down and just listen to regular
if you,
people.
But no, if you actually showed your face, do you show your face?
Sometimes I'll go live on IG, but I'll show my face on IG, but they don't know who I'm talking to. I tell them they have to follow me, and most people will hit me up like they'll listen, but they just don't follow me. Like I got listeners. I have people who listen, but I don't have people who are actual.
I understand because right now I'm dozing off while you're talking.
You're dozing.
You have like
you're dozing off because you've been drinking all day. You've been micro dosing on alcohol.
That might be right, but no, you're boring as fuck.
Well, I'm not boring as fuck. I like to talk about real stuff. Like I don't like this microphone. I don't like this microphone. I sound fucked up on this mic. I'm usually on that mic.
Yeah, I sound beautiful.
No, I don't even know if I can hear you.
Yeah, I sound beautiful.
Now I can probably hear you now. You seen that Whitney Houston video?
No. That's sister.
La, la, la.
No, you know that's sister.
That nigga said, la, la, la. La, 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 la. No, I know that's that part. But I'm talking about that. I was showing somebody that video at Whitney Houston with that voiceover.
Yeah, you were showing me, and that shit was stupid.
It wasn't stupid, but do you remember when she did that at the BET Awards and she brought her daughter up to finish the fucking song?
No.
You never saw that shit?
I didn't watch BET Awards.
Well, that was the last time. That's when Whitney Houston yelled out, Bobby Brown's the king of R&B. And
no, it wasn't.
Yes, it was.
Nah, she had a skinnier neck then.
No, she didn't look like a telephone pole to you right then?
Not, I mean, she looked skinny, but she looked skinnier when she was like, Bobby Brown, king of R&B.
That's when she brought her daughter on. That's the same night. And then they
was it because I only remember
after
that's probably the reason why I only remember that shit.
After she sang that song, that la da da, she brought her daughter up to finish the song, and then she was like, Bobby Brown's the king of R&B. And that's when Jamie Foxx said, I was like, he's the king of R&R. The nigga had an album since 87.
Jamie Foxx in here? Damn, I didn't. You know what? I do not remember that. I guess because I'm still stuck on her interview.
That's because women don't.
Whitney Houston's best interview. So that's probably why I never really pay attention to it. Because her best interview.
Say it right now.
Crack is whack.
Yes. Hey, I love.
Too much money to smoke crack. Crack is cheap. I need to see receipts.
Hey, let me take.
I love Whitney.
Whitney Houston is the best thing that ever happened to crack. Because when she said that, I was like, let me see. I think I got it right here.
I make too much money.
Let's see. I got it right here.
This is real. I mean, the bones. That's real.
Yeah, my bones. Yeah. I'm 5'7" and thin. I can understand what you mean.
But that's not just thin.
No, what is it?
Yo, are you... Look at this.
She really just said, no, I've seen this.
No, you have to see this video because she showed her a picture. She was like, yeah, they're bones. They're real. Like, Whitney is fucked up right here. Whitney is fucked up right here.
Yeah, duh. This is what she was doing the whole Bobby Brown and Whitney show.
It is scary thing.
I can't believe what you feel. I can't believe that. But do you really know? Did you really know?
No, you know.
Thank you.
Oh, she handed her the picture back.
Anorexia?
No way.
They've written it.
No way.
Bulimia.
No way.
That it's because of drugs.
No way.
No.
No.
Uh-uh. Well, I grant you, I partied.
Did she say but she partied?
But there were times when I know I was going through a lot of emotional stress.
She got the crackhead voice.
My eating habits were awful.
Yeah,
quit
because
dying.
When you're on crack, you can't eat. Of course you're going to have fucking terrible eating habits.
Crack rehab fails.
First of all, let's get one thing straight.
Here we go.
Crack is cheap. I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let me tell you something right now.
That is the response of a real person who does cocaine because she is not wrong. She is not wrong. Are you rewatching something already? I am fucking live right now.
I'm sorry, I'm busy.
You have to watch that shit after. See, this is the problem with people. We're talking about crack, and she says like she
don't crack. No, I recorded myself saying it, but I was making sure I was seeing if I could.
Fuck that.
I was seeing if I could record but I can't hear this.
Oh, yeah, you can't hear me.
No.
You have to listen to this one more time. She sits up in the chair, and she like tells her, let me tell you something.
Let's get one thing straight. Crack is...
She really do.
Wait, this is okay. As a person has, I have indulged in the cocaine acts. I have never done crack, and this is why I tell people too. Whitney Houston, for people who understand the drug world, Whitney Houston was totally justified in getting mad like this.
One thing straight.
One more time. Let's get one thing straight, bitch.
First of all, let's get one thing straight.
She sat back and picked
crack
up a
couple cheap.
Crack is whack.
I make too much money to ever smoke crack. Let's get that straight.
Because she didn't smoke crack. She did cocaine. Cocaine goes in the nose. Crack comes out of a fucking pipe.
Or she shot it up. And that's heroin.
No, that's heroin, see? And that's heroin. There's a big fucking difference.
But she looked like she did something.
Yeah, she was on cocaine. That's why your eating habits is fucked up.
Oh, you will not go good.
Okay. I never
but that been. Could be heroin, though, crack. Too.
Yeah, that could be heroin, too. Heroin. Hair on.
Don't do that. Your crack is whack.
The funny thing is, she never said they didn't do nothing else. She said, we don't do crack. Let me get that straight. We don't do that.
Okay, then you do coke.
There you go. That's what she's trying to tell her. If you
she made it real specific. But her brother specific. Her brother was like, yeah, we got her started.
See, those is crackheads. Those is the crackheads.
Yeah, because they lost.
They got her started because she wasn't in on it. They ran out of money, but you got to dupe somebody into doing something.
Yeah, but they don't have teeth in their mouth, so you already know they crack.
Yeah. I love this. I love this. Is the best interview I've ever seen.
James Brown.
James Brown interview? Oh, is that the one we was talking about the steak in his booty? He was like, when they did the colonoscopy, he put like a whole, like 50 pounds of steak. Because he was always eat steak. Nah. He was telling about red meat, it messed your stomach up.
Yeah, nah, but that's not what he was talking about. That's when, oh my God, I gotta think of it.
What interview is that? We can get that too.
Hold on, let me look it up first.
James Brown crazy interview?
Where he got the rider glasses on with some red gloves. Yo, that shit was
high as a kite. It says James Brown interview high as a kite. I bet you got on red. This one, that one. That one or this one?
This one right here? Yeah, it's the same
I think
one.
I think both of them are the same one?
No, I don't think that's the same interview. I don't know.
This one?
No, that's the second video. Did you just say? Yeah.
All right, this is 3 minutes.
It's a great day to help people.
We got to turn it down because it's commercial. I'm not doing all that stuff. While we're here, we like to give a shout out to Premium Blend Trail Mix. We love you guys. We thank you guys for your donations. And we always support you guys. I love it.
It resulted, as a matter of fact, in Brown assaulting his wife with a lead pipe and firing a gun at a car that she was in. These are charges that Brown denies. He was released yesterday on $15,000 bond. He joins us from Atlanta to discuss the charges, and we welcome you, James Brown. How did all of this trouble begin?
Living in America.
Oh, God, Jesus. Stop it right now. I didn't ever know he started off the interview like that. That motherfucker yelled out the song he sang in goddamn Rocky. Living in America. Oh, my God. And we only 23 seconds into this.
I told you. That's the best.
Here we go.
There's nothing wrong.
Nothing wrong at all. You're not in any difficulty, but you're out on bond.
No, I'm not.
Have all the charges been dropped?
Yeah, I'm out on love.
Are you out on love or out of love? Which is it?
Out on love. Alone from night to night, you find me.
Now,
you've never seen this interview?
I've never seen the whole fucking interview.
This shit.
He said, you out on bond. No, I'm not.
I'm out on love.
I'm out
on love. No, you gotta say it like him. I'm out on love.
We are 23 seconds past the first time I started laughing like this. We have 46 seconds
y'all
now.
Y'all know this shit's funny as fuck.
All right, we go.
Best interview
this is in 1988. This is in 1988. That's why I didn't see it. It's only got 4 million views. After tonight, it's going to have 5 million because I'm going to watch this a million times tonight. The nigga said, I'm out on love. You out on bail? No, I'm not. Well, you're definitely not in jail.
It's all the charges dropped. Is- are all the charges dropped?
The first time you and your wife have had a problem, are the two of you going to be able to work this out?
Let's talk about some music.
You want to talk about music and you don't?
The niggas, no, bitch, we ain't going to work it out. That's why I'm in jail for domestic violence, motherfucker. Does this nigga have on skeet shooting glasses right now?
And red gloves.
Oh, he ain't put his hands up yet.
All
right, I'm about to keep going. You ain't be able to hit it, but I'm gonna keep going. She went to go refill a glass of wine.
Don't want
to
talk about what happened.
No, it's all over.
Do you want to talk about what's happened? Nah, it's over. That nigga said, "Bitch, my lawyer told me to shut the fuck up." Okay, God damn it. Well, let me tell you something. The older celebrities are the best motherfuckers. That's because this is back in the day when you can fuck women up and they wouldn't really say too much shit about it. But you can't do that shit no more because they got the Me Too shit. But this right here,
Me Too's about rape.
Yeah, they were doing that too. Yeah. But I'm just saying, but this back in the day when you could actually put your hands across a bitch's face and you could be James Brown and the police show up like, oh shit, you James Brown. Is she bleeding? Or yeah, she's talking shit back to me.
That's not what we need to go back to though.
It's okay. I didn't say we need to go back. I said this is when. That's why I'm saying he talking like that. He was like,
"Nah, still beat bitches' asses."
Listen, yeah, but now you get in trouble for it. Now it's frowned upon.
Now let's talk about your tour. When are you leaving?
We're leaving tomorrow.
And where are you going?
Rio de Janeiro and São Paulo.
See, he knew what the fuck he was doing because he answered those questions very clearly. When are you leaving? Leaving tomorrow. Where are you going? Rio de Janeiro, São Paulo. Let's talk about your wife. That shit done. Living in America.
Brazil. Now, your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No. What the
fuck?
What the fuck did he just say?
I'm going back to this. He said, Walla 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 Buche. All right, here we go.
Your fans will have read all about this, James. Aren't you concerned about that?
No. Not a job.
Nah. Nah.
Now, I don't want to talk about Calabuche. James, what language is that? Mines.
I'm concerned because there's nothing wrong.
And what are you going to say to your fans?
Pause. Look at the picture. Look at this nigga face. Ain't nothing wrong?
No.
That nigga grinding shit to you.
I put you on to the man.
This nigga say ain't nothing wrong.
Let me tell you, this interview got me through massage school.
This interview got you through massage school?
Yes, in the morning. I used to watch this every fucking morning. You want to know who put me on? My white friend from massage class said.
That's pretty crazy. Because
we always used to watch like the Whitney interview and the Allen Iverson interview.
Practice?
Mm-hmm.
Practice?
So
we're talking about gay.
So we would always, you know, mimic it or whatever or whatnot. But she had put me on. So she's like, did you see the James Brown one? I said, James Brown? No.
Living in America.
So when she put this on in class, I literally died. Like, I'm so glad it was a Friday.
Like, I.
Because I'd have been. Because that shit was funny.
Could look like my mom. This is how my mom used to look when she had her hair. My mom used to look just like James Brown. I'm not pushing. Not pushing before my mama here.
No,
you see my mama before, cuz.
Are
you serious? Are you serious? I swear to God, I think my phone Ida slipped May up the Bluetooth right now. Hold on, give me a second. Give me 1 second right now. Give me 1 second right there. Hey, oh wow, you're gonna call my mama Ida May now. Mm-hmm. All right, we're gonna do this, right? We're gonna do this. All right. So I think my mama look like James Brown. I'm pretty sure everybody's my family think my mama look like James Brown. So we're gonna connect this. And we are connected as of now. Oh, if it goes. Who?
Doesn't look like James Brown.
You crazy as hell. You think my mom don't like James Brown? You crazy as hell. I'm about to hook this Bluetooth up.
Are you calling somebody?
I'm going to call my sister and I'm going to ask her.
Well, which one?
Safrina.
Ooh.
Unbiased. Very. You know what? I'm gonna call Dorianne. That way, you know Dorianne a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm gonna call Dorianne. What's this? I'm gonna call Dorianne. Like, hey, who they used to say mama look like? Who used to say mama look like?
I hope they don't answer.
You gonna die laughing on this shit right here.
No, I'm not.
If she pick up, this is my family, so I don't know. Well, she just texted me the other day. All right, here we go. What's her name? Oh, I got my sister's number saying. There we go. I almost called DoorDash. Here we go. You hear?
Uh-huh.
All right. Here we go. Watch this. You're going to be fucking mad.
Hello?
Hey, Doe.
Yeah?
Hey. When mama used to have hair, who did she used to look like?
Who did she used to look like? Or yeah. Who did people say she looked like?
Yeah, who did people say mama looked like when she used to have hair, before her hair fell out, like younger, earlier? Like her hairstyle and shit. What'd you say? Thank you very much, my sister, for being on the podcast of Seriously Brain Damage. I'll call you back later. I love you, sis. I told your ass. I told you like a motherfucker. My mama looked just like this. They had the same goddamn hair.
What
the fuck? It's not a fucking game. And people, my dad, they should say James Brown, she had it like this. And when she would get her permanent, would be straight, she looked like DJ Quick. Oh, you want to call my sister back and ask her that?
No, that's Tabitha. Just so fucked up.
We can call Tab and be like, hey, who do they say mama look like? And she'd be like, James Brown, DJ Quick.
That's but those are two men, and that's your mom.
But it was the...
I was never a
man. Hey, that is fucked up, but I can't go back and beat everybody up. I'm just saying. Look, my sister just texting right now saying, ooh, you wrong for that.
Right, you did ask wrong.
I'm just saying.
Nah, that's like, real,
it's real talk.
You compare two men to your mama.
Yo, ain't nobody never said, yo, you look like Shirley. My mama listens to Shirley Caesar every day in her life. Ain't nobody ever said, you look like Shirley Caesar. She ain't never heard DJ Quick. Are you crying? Are you fucking crying right now? Fucking crying right now.
It's funny and fucked up at the same time because you can be. You said
I'm not,
I'm not being
I'm not being like I'm not talking about face wise, well, you know, kind of with this one, kind of.
No, when someone says but that, the you DJ got your quick, face, your face
I do.
Has to
mirror. I was like, hey man, I saw that. I was like, hey, I'm talking about my mama called. Fuck you. Fuck you up. You're talking about mama again.
No.
They said my dad, dad looked like Barry White. I mean, but that's like a, that's
because
like a
he's
dude.
A dude. But your mom, it's Barry White well, and James okay. Brown together. That's,
okay. I
that's
got you.
Real
I feel you on that one because I never really thought it was so funny back in the day. I never really thought about it.
Like, damn, your mom got some strong
Stop
ass
crying.
Bitch.
Stop crying.
That shit.
Well, God fixed it though, because my mama said one day she woke up and her hair was gone. So
yeah, so now she looks like James Brown with her hair cut off.
Now she looks like me when I grow my hair back.
And you got manly like features.
I look just like my mama, so I got woman features.
Oh my God, no. You got manly features and you just called your mom James Brown and DJ Quick.
I didn't call my mom James Brown, nothing. Oh. Dorianne did. You hear that? Dorianne Ward called my mother James Brown.
Oh my God.
I said, people said my mama looked like James Brown. Well, I've gotten, I mean, I've never said nobody's ever said I look like a girl, though.
No, because you don't look like a girl. You don't. That's the bullshit.
Well, I look like my mama.
I think your mom's attractive. I don't think you, I met
well,
your mom.
That's pretty creepy.
What?
You think my mom's attractive?
Yeah, no, I mean, as an older woman, you made it seem like she, the way you just described her, I didn't see James Brown when I met her, the couple times that I met her.
You met my mom?
Yeah, I met her a couple times. Remember, we went to the what's his face? We took her thrift shop, and she told me not to look at her feet.
Yeah, that's what that day she was ashy. She was ashy as shit. My mom don't put on lotion. My mom don't put on lotion.
She said, don't look at
my feet. My mom is the coolest mother. I don't give a fuck nobody. She don't curse. I don't. She tell. She'll tell on you though. My mom will tell on you. She don't.
So do you?
My mom. No. So No. My mom will tell you. Like, I'm gonna hold you down. The police coming looking for you. My mom will tell you. That, hey, he right there. Like, because she's not doing that because she said, hey, thou shalt not lie, and my mom is not trying to get into heaven. So, oh no, did he not make it?
Yeah, no,
he made it. He made it.
Yeah,
he made it.
Yeah.
Oh, this is the first quarter. I thought that was the end of the game.
No,
I need
the
Saints to
started.
Fucking lose. They gotta lose.
No,
sorry,
the game
just
started.
Okay, I'm sorry. I need the Saints to fucking lose. The 49ers gotta get into the Super Bowl. I mean, Super Bowl into the playoffs. I don't care. We're not going to Super Bowl. We gotta lose first round.
Since when were you a Saints fan?
I'm not a Saints fan. I'm trying to get them to lose. I like the Saints. They're a pretty cool team, but I'm a 49ers.
So you want them to lose?
I need them to lose.
So the 49ers
if
can
the
do
49ers
something.
Do happen to lose, I still think we get into the playoffs.
So y'all but looking like how we looking.
We playing the Rams today. Who is looking? Like who and what?
The Ravens.
The
y'all
Ravens
some,
ain't getting
y'all
in. Y'all done.
No, we got 5.3 chance of getting into.
What is a 5.3 chance?
I don't 5.3%? Know, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's like saying you're going to win a lotto tonight. Like, nah, y'all not doing shit. Y'all
yeah,
lost.
But it's a
y'all
possibility.
Lost. You guys lost already.
No, we didn't lose. We tied. Wasn't that a tie with...
The game today?
Yeah, it was Steelers.
You guys, the game ended in a tie?
I pretty
bullshit.
Sure. Okay. Let me look at this shit.
Yeah, look at that one, because I call bullshit on that one.
Me too.
I call bullshit.
Oh, no, you're right. It's 16-13.
Who's winning?
It went into overtime.
It was in overtime?
It went into overtime. I think they're done now. Nope, they're done. OT, the Steelers has did three.
Fucking sport. Who the fuck won? In overtime, the Steelers did three?
Yeah, the Steelers won. That's what I'm saying. Oh. Nigga, did you not hear me?
Yeah, but in overtime, you actually get the ball. If you score a field goal, the other team gets a chance.
Yeah, but... You said which is weird.
You said the Steelers
so
did three.
Obviously.
So they got a chance and they fucked it up.
Yeah,
so that's what
Baltimore
happened.
Just fucking
the Steelers
sucked.
Did three.
Wait, TJ Watt?
Who won?
TJ Watt.
The Steelers did three.
TJ Watt plays for the Steelers?
Yeah. Yes.
I didn't know that.
What, did he get his sack record? Did he get the sack
yeah,
record?
Yeah, no, he yeah, Michael Strahan.
He beat it?
No, they're tied.
What is it, 22? 23?
Yeah, 22.5.
So he got a what? He needed one
Michael
and a half stacks.
Michael Strahan's the one with the gap, right?
Yeah, he about to go to space.
Wait, what?
He about to go to space to fill the space between his teeth.
I was about to say, damn, they're gonna put chips.
No, he's going. They for some reason why they've been sending random ass people. Excuse me, while I call. They've been sending random ass people to space. So he is one of the people that got chosen to go.
Are you serious?
William Shatner just went.
Okay, I understand William Shatner going because he's Star Trek.
No, Yeah, but he waited so long. Oh my God, I so want to listen to this guy's interview again.
No, it's not even done.
It's not even done yet, no, but we're on the space. We're on the space. Let's keep going. Like, cause I want to share that's William Shatner in space.
I mean, I can understand that, but why is Michael going to space?
I don't know. Yeah, okay, let's do that then. Michael Strahan. How you spell Michael? Like Michael Jackson did it?
Yeah, M-I-C-H-A.
M-I, crooked letter, M-I.
It's M-I-C-H.
E-A-L.
No, not E-A, it's A-E-L.
You know what, all these people. Strahan. Jesus. I'll just put that in. Going to space.
Why was he going into space?
All right, there it is. Michael Strahan going to space. Watch. Oh, he already went to space.
Because it's nothing.
Apparently. Did I miss it?
Yeah, apparently.
Oh, the Michael Strahan details the feeling of being in space. So I guess they just take him to the, like, just outside the orbit, and they come right back. They're not staying up there for an extended amount of time, I believe. I think it's like a one-day thing.
How much is that trip?
I don't ask questions. I know I don't have the money to cover.
Yeah, but I...
Well, dude from Virgin, the guy that owns Virgin, the Virgin Airlines, just like that, man.
Oh, yeah.
He built Virgin his own Mobile shit. Stuff. Don't he be shooting himself up all the time?
Yeah, but no. He doesn't, you know, Virgin don't do anything now.
Are they done for?
Yeah, remember he sold the shit. Because Virgin Mobile, Virgin, all of that, that's gone.
Look, see, they was in space and everything. You know, shooting videos and having fun and flying around.
But shit. But how do you, who decides, like, hey, what do you go on? Like, hey, it's not NASA shooting.
Hey, let me tell you something right now. If you get chosen to go to space, white people, they got a jar of people
white.
They like. No, I said maybe white people got a jar of black people they like.
Yeah,
Michael, or just people they
he
like.
Did Good Morning America, so Michael's definitely going.
But look what he went through, though. Like, he went through the divorce, the NFL divorce, losing a lot of stuff, and then coming
back.
Yeah,
like his last wife took him through the ringer.
Yeah, but he's a good dude. I watch Good Morning America.
Is
I start
he
watching
a
Good Morning America
because
that guy. I don't know. He might
right.
not be.
I mean,
still
he
single.
Might be amazing on freaking TV, but he could be a bitch beater behind closed doors.
Hey, living in America.
I got out on love.
Hey, I get arrested for that shit. I'm like, hey, you got money to post bail? Like, nah. Sorry. We are watching the Atlanta game in the background. Is he still in the game?
Uh-huh. He ain't
knocking
out.
Woo!
He ain't hit him hard.
It's said Michael Strahan. All right, we about to close out this episode of Seriously Brain Damage. If you are listening to this, you can follow me on IG at JJ2Funny15. And if you like this, you can tell your friends also to follow us on this Seriously Brain Damage.
Right, and I'll
also
be here every Friday.
I just had to say that.
So, like I was saying,
also, shout out to my mama.
Yeah.
Okay, quick.
Man, your mama smell like onions and garlic bread.
And but you won't say that to her face.
Man, I'll fuck your mama up.
Yeah.
And no, your mom banged on me one time. I was like, I'm good. Oh, hit that. Hey, did you just try to tackle your own? What is that Ryan doing? Hey, we out of here. Big ups to Premium Orchard Trail Mix Energy Blend. That's a blend of sunflower seeds, raisin, cran apples, and it's just a delicious snack. I never go nowhere without them.